Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
An incredible 89% of Irish pharmacies owned by pharmacists have been victims of crime. That's up from 88% last year. A survey by the Irish Pharmacy Union found shoplifting is the main offence, but pharmacists also reported break-ins with knives, syringes, and in one case, a firearm. 56% of staff reported stress or trauma, unsurprisingly, as a result of the crimes, nearly one in four needing time off work. Cathy Marr is with us from Haven Pharmacy in Duleek in County Meath. And Cathy is also chair of the IPU Pharmacy Contractor Committee. Good morning, Cathy.
Good morning, Claire.
These are astonishing figures. Have you experienced this type of stuff yourself?
I have, and I suppose not just is it a 1% rise from last year, but it's actually a 17% rise in the past 5 years. So we can see that there's a continued rise in level of crime experienced by pharmacies and pharmacists over the last number of years. I have a small rural pharmacy, and I would be part of the pharmacies that are victim to, certainly in the past 12 months, it's been shoplifting and petty theft. But in years gone by, it's been break-ins, it's traumatising. It's traumatising for staff, it's traumatising for the pharmacist, the business owner, and it's very costly.
So the shoplifting then, let's deal with that first. Is that a weekly occurrence, monthly, or more frequent?
It can be quite frequent, and while it might seem insignificant, and you know the survey would show that 62% believe that it was a too minor an incident to report, it's very costly when you look at the cumulative effect of the cost. You know, the loss of stock, the extra security, the cost of putting security in, the time spent in reporting. And then when I look at my pharmacy, and my pharmacy is predominantly female staffed, and particularly at weekends, a lot of my pharmacy staff are younger students. So it's very, very stressful for younger students to have to try and either deter perpetrators or accost or you know speak to a perpetrator when it has happened. So it is significant impact. The cost itself, pharmacists are spending about $5,500 annually on security, and that is predominantly CCTV. That would be the most widely used preventive measure. But we also have alarm systems, so I would have panic buttons in many areas in my pharmacy. But also when you add in the average cost, by $4,500 per pharmacy due to criminal incidents, it's about $10,000 a year just as a result of crime, and that's a significant burden.
And what do you tell your staff and what do you do yourself when it comes to shoplifting? If you see it happening, what can you do?
When we see it happening, firstly, we watch and see. And Claire, you'd be surprised. It's not always your typical perpetrator that you would expect. You know, very often it's repeat offenders. More than 59% are repeat offenders. That means the pharmacies are often viewed as easy prey. And we have to sit back and remember the pharmacies, first and foremost, are health and wellness hubs. We're there in communities up and down the country trying to provide healthcare, wellness, health advice and medicines to the public. So any impact on pharmacies and the crime experience in pharmacies is a direct impact on frontline healthcare. So that's first and foremost. But for my staff, we have to see, can we deter? Is there a distraction? If they're concerned, they alert the supervisor, they alert the pharmacist. Everyone is on high alert. And if I am on high alert for a crime, it means potentially I'm not able to give a patient the healthcare advice that they need in that moment because I'm watching someone else out of the corner of my eye or watching a CCTV camera that's hidden somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really traumatic. Shoplifting is definitely the most common. However, as we come into winter months and as a business owner, I know I will keep my phone on loud for the nights ahead and the months ahead because my alarm company will phone maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. That's when break-ins tend to happen. And then at that point, I'm traveling to the pharmacy to a business to not sure if there's someone still there or are the guards going to meet me? Is there a good response time? Have they been alerted? It's all of that. So it's really, really difficult as a pharmacist and a business owner, but it's also traumatic on staff.
So you mentioned this stat from the survey as well earlier. 69% of crimes are reported to Gardaí. Well, that means 31% are not. Do you have that sense that if you know shoplifting has happened or if some other crime has been committed in the premises, that on occasion, at least, it's not worth reporting?
And I have been guilty of that on occasion. Is it if I know that maybe there is no Garda in my local area, or are the, you know, there's no visible Garda presence, or if there isn't a fast response time, and if I know that's not going to be a tough sentence, that nothing might happen, I have to think, what's the use of my time here? And do I need to put my time back into the security measures that we need to take? I mean, you know, your listeners will see many pharmacies now have had to employ personnel, security personnel at the pharmacy doors that will act as guards for people coming in and out. It is very hard to decide, do I report, do I not report? And that kind of revolving door mentality that can exist. We often see repeat offenders back on the streets, coming back in, trying again, and it's very, very hard. We prefer to deter rather than have to try and catch and treat and prevent our catch and sentence.
So it sounds to me like you've seen plenty of shoplifting. What about the other more serious offences, the break-ins with the knives, the syringes and other weapons? Have you experienced or your staff experienced those types of things?
Not in the past 12 months with this survey, but I did have a pharmacy that was ram raided a number of years ago. And that's where someone on a Christmas Eve drove a car into a pharmacy, took a sledgehammer and took it to my controlled drugs cabinet and took all of the stock in the controlled cabinet. And that in itself was tens of thousands of damage and a significant impact on my insurance. I ended up closing that business because we couldn't continue to operate because of the costs involved and trauma with staff. So it is really significant, but we have seen these numbers increase significantly in the past 5 years. Crime is continuing to rise. So what we need, and we completely understand that the guards are under-resourced, we know they're under pressure, but we do need an overwhelming 91% of pharmacists asked for faster Garda response times. And I see that when we've had on occasion to press a panic button, there's no panic sometimes when the guards arrive, and that's just down to the resourcing level on their side. But we do need to see tougher sentences, and we do need to see increased Garda visibility.
Now, Cathy, you mentioned with that one ram raid that it was controlled drugs that those people were after. But in general, I see that it is things like fake tan, cosmetics, perfume. Is that in the main what's being taken?
For day-to-day shoplifting, and it's worth remembering that 91% of those kind of incidents occur during business hours. So that's why staff are on site. And again, I come back to the age profile of people that work in pharmacies, and your listeners will think of the pharmacy that they go to. And it's very often women and maybe younger women from the age of 50 down. And that's a very traumatic thing for 91% of incidents to happen when staff are on site and the pharmacy is open to the public. And this takes an impact on staff well-being. But most of those products tend to be what's accessible at the front of the pharmacy. So it could be cosmetic, fragrance, fake tan, that kind of thing. And then they may get as far as vitamins and OTC or over-the-counter medicines. More of the serious offences tend to happen then with medicines and controlled drugs. But regardless of what it is, if an individual situation seems a low cost or insignificant, but the cumulative effect is very costly on a business and on staff well-being.
Well, I'd imagine you have to think very carefully about what you put at the front of the shop. You're probably putting the lower value items, are you, closer to the door?
Every pharmacy will be different in looking at that the security measures they have to take in place. But even in terms of your CCTV, your cameras, it has to be up to date, it has to be well maintained and serviced, because we don't want a CCTV system that isn't working well when you need it. So the cost of even just maintaining that, it's about 5,500 annually that we're relying on to try and maintain security. Mm-hmm. And again, to bring it back, we're trying to provide frontline healthcare. We're the most accessible healthcare professional, and we're trying to do this with our communities, being really embedded in the communities, and crime is just, it's just a stark reality the pharmacists and their staff are facing.
And you've got to be very careful as well. You know, if you're alleging that someone has taken something and you're wrong, that's going to leave you in trouble, right?
It is a challenge when you have to address that situation, and it is a challenge because there are other people within the pharmacy. There will be patients who maybe have chronic disease. There might be someone in who has a poor diagnosis, and we're trying to provide healthcare for those people while still maybe identify or address a criminal situation that has occurred, and everyone is impacted at that point.
All right. Well, Cathy, thank you for telling us about it, and we wish you well in the Haven Pharmacy in Duleek in County Meath. And Cathy is also chair of the Irish Pharmacy Union Pharmacy Contractor Committee. Coming up next, the bailout babies. Our own Adam Maguire will be here to tell us about his brand new book about the young adults who are still dealing with the fallout of Ireland's economic crash.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.